10 years.
The show that the fans deserve.
I'd consider myself a realist, all right, but in philosophical terms, I'm what's called a pessimist.
The show that the city needs.
This town deserves a better class of sports radio. And we're going to give it to them.
This is Talk Sports.
Leave one wolf alive, and the sheep are never safe.
Back in the booth, back on the airwaves, coming at you live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. John Reed, Cam Black, Hayden, and Draven. For the next 3 hours, we'll talk sports and other things as we get you through this Tuesday afternoon. I'm doing spectacular. Another board bet win last night. Chalk it up. Have you got the updated graphic yet, Hayden?
I can fix it here in a minute.
Yeah, please update the graphic. I need my win-loss record.
I can tell you what it is. I think you're 10-4.
I was 10-4. I think I'm 11.
No, you were
either,
not.
Either way, I need
you were 9-4. You were 9-4.
I need it reflected properly. Either way, I need your loss on there.
Okay. We're 5-7.
Reflected properly. I'm doing great. How are you guys? Thumbs down from Hayden.
Good. Oof, tough. No. Listen, you're gonna come on here.
Cameron, how are you?
I'm hanging in there.
You okay?
Rough night.
You sick?
No.
You got Corona?
I may have an ear infection.
That's
my ear is killing me. Oh, really? Oh,
I don't know.
Not again.
Yep.
No.
You need to go lay down outside. Right. Feel free to. You don't seem like you're doing too well.
Oh, no, I'm good. Just my ear was hurting so much last night, I couldn't sleep.
White people get red cheeks. Your cheeks are red right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm wild. And then.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe.
I didn't know that could happen. Here you are. You got like pink cheeks right now. You're hurting.
Getting in the rosy.
Yeah,
it hurts a little bit, but it's all good. You know, you got power through. That is a terrible feeling, though, to just be like in pain and you're just like, I can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't have any medicine. I tried to like ice my ear. That doesn't work. Don't try that.
You can't get inside
the
ear. It's just, earaches are terrible. Swimmer's ear is terrible. Aches are bad. Like I said, if you need to go lay down,
I'm good. I'm
by all means, you don't look like you're feeling
I'll
too
power
well.
Through for the people.
A true hero. Now, go ahead, Hayden. What were you going to say? Something about being right and how...
You're going to claim victory
despite...
No, I'm not claiming victory. You were right about the fact that it never got over 7. But...
Never got over 7. You were never covering. Ever. Ever.
The Rams dominated that game last night.
They were... It was a one-score game the entire game. It was tied with 3 minutes left. What are you talking about?
They dominated the game the entire time.
It was a three.
I never had a doubt that the Rams were going to lose that game.
Okay, I mean, you can say
Tom
that.
Tom Brady looked
fine.
Terrible last time. The only reason the game was close is because Jared Goff threw 2 interceptions inside his own 20-yard line.
Well, I would say that's a part of the equation is like the Rams. Like, that's what's ultimately going to stop the Rams from winning the Super Bowl is Jared Goff. Like, I mean, you can't come in here and talk about Tom Brady looking terrible and then be like, well, yeah, Jared Goff looks terrible too. Like, but we dominated. No, your quarterback sucks too. Both those quarterbacks suck last night. You backed a bad quarterback on the road to go in there and win by more than a touchdown. That was a bad bet. Honestly, I would have given you the Rams money line for 2-1. You should have started there, but you got too cocky. You said dominate.
I said that.
No, you said dominated. You said they're going to blow them out. You should have just said, I'll take the Rams money line 2-1. I probably would have given it to you. But you got too cocky. You said they're going to win by more than a touchdown, and you cost yourself a board bet. One step closer to the Hayden and Draven weekend slumber party.
No, Cam's going to lose this.
I'm not going
to
lose.
No, there's two losers.
No.
No, it's not just who comes in last. There's two losers. There's a winner and losers. What are you talking about? You don't get anything for second place.
I think we should take your 3 wins off to start then.
Absolutely not.
You had a 3-win cushion.
Absolutely not. We made the rules. There's no changing the rules into it now. There's two losers. There's one winning team. One winning team is, you know, 6 games above 500, thriving right now. We made the rules. They were clear cut. They were made out. Cam accepted Cody's liability. We accepted that those bets stand. Don't come here and say second place. You're not a winner. You're the loser.
Does the last place team have like a worse board bet or a
probably
worse punishment? They should. We're way ahead, Cam.
But okay. We'll also take into account if the second place teams has 2 people and 2 brains. That will multiply their losses, so like we'll keep that.
Oh,
we'll keep that.
Wait a minute.
We'll keep 2 brains against 1. You know, it's, you're, you guys are playing with an advantage of having two brains here. So we'll take all those things into account, but let's not act like second place is safe. Second place is not safe, sir.
I didn't know that till now.
What do you mean you didn't know that till now? You thought you I really did think
the last place was the one getting punished.
No! Yeah. There's a board bet winner. Not winners, winner. I mean, Brady did look awful last night, which, by the way, Tennessee news, I mean, we'll get to it eventually. The basketball season, you know, the no tournament these next couple days, no classic football, no game on Saturday. We'll dive into that. But last night, the story of the night, just Brady and Goff going back and forth with bad quarterback play. But Goff was less bad. He made some mistakes, but at least he made some big plays. Brady didn't even really have the big plays sprinkled in. And the Bucks lose again in primetime. Brady struggles again in primetime. And once again, Brady storms off the field like a little baby without shaking anybody's hand because he's mad that Jared Goff beat him. At first, I thought he just hated Nick Foles because he did it in Nick Foles. He did it in Nick Foles in the Super Bowl. And like I'm like, okay, well, it's the Super Bowl, I guess. Maybe he just hates Nick Foles. But he beat Jared Goff in the Super Bowl. What's the beef with Goff?
Just a sore loser.
I'm still waiting for one of the Tampa Bay players to grab Brady and yell at them the way he yells at all them whenever they make mistakes. I'm still waiting for Cameron Brate. I'm really waiting for Mike Evans to be like, hey, bro, we're down three. Why are you throwing a bomb into triple covers to Cameron Brate? Did you think it was Gronk? Did you think it was me, Mike Evans? What are you doing? Why are you – like, we had plenty of time. It was right after the two-minute warning.
Yeah, no, they had tons of time.
They had all the time in the world to go get a field goal. And he throws a bomb to Cameron Brate, misses it by 5 yards, interception, game over. What the hell are you doing, Brady? And the other interception he threw in the third quarter was awful, too. What we've got with Brady, I think, is just, you know, any defense with a pulse is going to really bother him. If you can have a pass rush, you're going to just dominate him. You saw it with the Rams front seven. You saw it with the Saints front seven. Brady looked awful. Jared Goff was the only reason the Bucks were even in that game with his interceptions. And we made a bunch of excuses for Tom Brady last year with his lack of weapons. And don't get me wrong, they had a lack of weapons in New England. But you can't say that about Tampa Bay. Every now and then it still catches you by surprise. You're like, Antonio Brown, Chris Godwin, and Mike Evans? And a Gronk that looks pretty good? And two decent running backs. I know Leonard Fournette can't catch.
Jeez, he was dropping everything last night.
But him and Ronald Jones, you could do a lot worse for a 1-2 combo of running backs. And yet still, that offense just pretty lackluster.
Is Brady holding him back?
Yes.
You think it's all Brady at this point?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, their offensive line isn't doing them any huge favors. But, like, Brady's inaccurate whenever he is throwing. I saw last night. Last night he was, what, 1 of 9, I think, on passes over 15 yards?
That would check out.
1 of 9 with 2 interceptions?
And it was like he was trying to force it. Did you get, like, it was almost like he was trying. He was like, okay, I got to get it down the field. And he couldn't do it.
Nope. And like I said, that last interception he threw was just one of the worst throws you'll ever see. It'd be one thing if it was fourth down. It'd be one thing if there's 30 seconds left, you're trying to get in field goal range. There was a minute and 40 seconds left. You had all the time in the world. All the time in the world. The Bucs' defense forced some turnovers, I guess, but they, you know, they allowed the Rams to go up and down the field on them.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't guard Cooper Kupp or Robert Woods. Those guys are studs.
Mm-hmm.
They combined for 23 catches and 275 yards, just the two of them. That's wild. 23 catches, 275 yards for those two.
Jeez.
Neither team could run the ball. And Jared Goff at least knew to get his ball, you know, get his weapons the ball. Both those guys with 35-yard catches. I tell you that on one side you have Antonio Brown, Chris Godwin, and Mike Evans, even Rob Gronkowski. None of those guys had a catch over 18 yards. Gerald Everett, the tight end. Josh Reynolds, the third wide receiver. They had 18-yard catches in this game last night. The Bucs cannot throw the ball down the field, and it's all Tom Brady. And He can look good against bad teams. He can put up good numbers against the Panthers last week if he wants. That's fine. But, like, we see him on primetime, and this is the fourth primetime game. And three of them, he's looked pretty stinky. What was the one primetime game they won? The Giants? The Giants.
Yeah.
And he didn't look great. Lost. Yeah, he didn't look great in that game either, but at least that's the one he won. Should've five touchdowns, five interceptions, 1-3 on primetime this year. Bad news for Tom Brady is that the playoff games are in primetime.
Oh, past his bedtime.
And even if they're just going to be like the Saturday, you know, primetime game, everyone's going to be watching, buddy. That Saturday, like, 4 o'clock game, everyone's going to be watching.
You know who's up up on the slate for the Buccaneers?
They got the Chiefs soon, right? Is it next?
Yep. This Sunday.
That's tough.
Yep.
Lucky for them, they should have enough of a cushion in the playoffs, although it's got to beat the Bears, right? The Bears are the closest team to them at 5-5.
And they have the tiebreaker.
Bears do have the tiebreaker over them, but the Bears are a mess.
Yeah.
And the Vikings losing that game to the Cowboys really hurt them. So I think the Bucs could still get in the playoffs, but don't have a lot of confidence in them when they get there. Any other takeaways from last night?
No.
Two out of three losses for them. Beat down by the Saints. And, you know, the Rams game was a close final score, but, you know, you're not wrong, Hayden, in the sense that the Rams were the better team, and the Rams, you never really thought the Rams were going to win. Or, excuse me, that the Rams were ever going to lose.
Smalley point.
Well, you know, your point was that they were going to win by more than a touchdown.
I just said dominate, and you made it a touchdown, so I just accepted it. But I really didn't want 7, but you were scared, so.
I wasn't scared. I did exactly what I wanted to do.
He said we could have took money line.
Yeah, you could have just taken the money line.
I tried to say 2.5, and you said no. And I said, would you do 2 for 2.5, and you said no.
Why would I say, he's still not understanding. He's still not understanding. You still wanted me to give you, what was it? You wanted to?
I wanted to
give me 2.5 points?
Yes.
Why would I want 2.5 points? Why would I want that?
You said you would take money on that's 2.5 more points.
Right, but we started at 7. Why would I go from 7 to 2.5?
Started at 7. I countered with 2.5.
We started at dominate the game, blow them out, is what we started at. Mm. If you want to be technical about it, Team Draven, Team Haven, excuse me. If you just would have said, I think the Rams are going to win this game, that should have been your starting point. It was they're going to dominate the game. That's your problem. You don't go from 7 to 2.5.
You know, I kind of blame this on Draven, to be honest with you.
Surprising.
Here we go.
Surprising.
I invited Draven over to the house last night.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah.
I was there all alone.
You invited Draven over to come watch the game, and Draven said no?
Yeah.
I was with some friends.
You weren't totally with your friends. You just didn't want to go hang out with Hayden.
No, that's not true, Hayden. Don't start believing that. No.
Wow.
I extended the.
Say, did you get an invite from Hayden?
Yeah, I didn't get an invite.
I figured you were busy.
Oh, interesting. I was just sitting on the couch.
Okay. Well, I thought about inviting you, but then I didn't.
I don't think I would have.
You wouldn't have came. I knew you wouldn't.
I wasn't that focused on the game last night, so I wouldn't have wanted to sit there with you watching it while you were probably.
Well, I was doing other stuff too.
I was watching Monday Night Raw. I was watching The Weakest Link. God, what a terrible performance! I know you guys. Might
I need
not
to start
watch
watching
Link.
That. I've seen the commercials for it.
I love The Weakest Link. I love trivia shows, which is why I usually dominate in trivia because I'm constantly studying.
That was coming.
But. And The Weakest Link, you get to the final round, and there's the two people do a show-off, and it's a 5-question. Like, you go. If you get it right, you get a point. If not, you miss it. It's basically like a PK shootout. Like, you know, at the end of the game, like a shootout. Usually, the last two people to get there, it's like 5-4 at most, usually. Like, there'll be one person that gets all 5 questions right, who's pretty smart. Last night, both players miss their first 4 questions. It was 0-0 through 4 rounds. And I'm just like, how do these schmohawks get on here? How is one of these people going to win $50,000 from the show? I need to try out for The Weakest Link because I know most of the questions. They're all.
I was about to say, was it tough questions?
No, the questions are pretty easy. Like, I mean, like every now and then you'll get one you're like, I just don't know. But for the most part, they're standard questions. It's just like the pressure kind of gets to you.
I'd say so.
And every now and then there'll be something. But like I said, I've got a pretty good idea of most of these questions. And like I said, 8 questions, first 4 rounds for the $50,000 showdown or whatever, and they were just 0-8. And I'm just like, what is happening here? So I was watching that. So I checked in the fourth quarter. I kept looking, Sam Brady skipped some passes. The Rams didn't really care in that game last night. They knew that they could just run the ball and, like, not turn it over. McVay at the end of the game was like, you know what? I'm not letting Goff throw the ball in 3rd and 8. We're just going to run and kick a field goal. Because we're not going to let Tom Brady, you know, get a – we're going to make Tom Brady have to go down the field and score to beat us. We're not going to, you know, throw an interception here. No thanks, Goff.
I really do think the that was a fumble before halftime, though, and that would have been a blowout.
Yep.
I think it was.
That was no doubt a fumble.
I'll say that it was the same exact play that happened to Ryan Tannehill. They called it a fumble on Ryan Tannehill, and then it happened on Phillip Rivers at the end of that Packers Rivers. Game, and they called it incomplete. Mm-hmm. So I really didn't know which way they would call it. But in that last night situation before half, where Brady gets sacked in the end zone but, like, gets the ball out, I think the refs blew the whistle way too early. And the Bucs didn't even have a chance to really recover the fumble. Yeah. So I do think that's why they probably just stuck with incomplete because, you know, in the other games, the Titans, the ball rolled out of bounds. It was easy to just say, hey, back him up 6 yards, he got sacked. And for the, you know, Packers game, they let him return for a touchdown. And then it would have been either a game-losing touchdown or an incomplete. So, like, let's just stick with incomplete. Let's go with incomplete.
That's what I thought, too. They immediately blew the whistle. Like, they didn't even let him pick it up.
I think the ref thought he got sacked. I thought the ref was calling him down for a sack, but then realized the ball was out. We're off and running in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, crafted using their unique brew pure process and only the finest flavors to deliver a surge of pure refreshment and a hard seltzer like no other. White Claw Hard Seltzer, made pure, only 100 calories. Ditch the beer belly bloat, and as always, drink responsibly. Just sneak some White Claws at your family Thanksgiving.
Do it.
That way when your cousin that hasn't been wearing a mask tries to tell you that it's all a hoax.
Looks like you're drinking water.
At least you just look like you're drinking water. Exactly. But you're getting that edge off. Maybe by the fourth or fifth White Claw, you might argue back, but I just had to look at my phone. Oh. I was at a family thing on Sunday and just trying to watch the Titans. At this point, they're losing to the Ravens. And like an in-law that I don't really see that often that doesn't really ever really come around unless there's free food. That's the only time he comes around
Priorities.
When there's free food. Only time they come around when there's free food. 3 kids running around like crazy, messing up the house, spilling stuff. And he's sitting over there talking to me about his, you know, political conspiracies and all this stuff and how Pelosi and Kamala are writing a secret bill to overthrow Biden. And I'm just like, yeah. Scrolling my phone during commercial breaks, trying to just stare at the Titans game. I'm losing my mind because the Titans are losing. Keep in mind how awful they looked in that 3rd quarter. I'm just like, please stop talking to me. Please. Like, I just want to watch my team. Is. It was even worse. Like, before, it was just me and him. Like, he got there early, and he's just me and him there. And so then my sister got there, and she doesn't know anything about politics yet. She's agreeing. So I'm like, who has she been talking to? Where is this coming from her? And I'm just like, please, just let me watch the Titans. And like I said, they're losing. I'm fuming. The food's not ready. I'm hungry. And I'm just like, man, I really wish I had a White Claw hard seltzer. Made pure. Let's go to break. We'll come back. We'll dive into Tennessee after the break. We'll push our power rankings back a little bit. I guess we'll dive into the second biggest story of the day, which is Tennessee, Vanderbilt. Delayed. Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. The first game of the college hoop season was supposed to be tomorrow at 11 a.m.
Woohoo!
Between Stephen F. Austin and San Francisco at Mohegan Sun. Is that a casino, I guess? Well, Stephen F. Austin has now left Mohegan Sun.
Oh.
After someone traveling in their party tested positive for the Rona. Maine pulls out of the event after having a positive test. So the first round of games yesterday got delayed, at least here in Knoxville. And now we have, more tournaments, more teams pulling out.
I'd be so annoyed if I was a director of ops and I put all this effort into making a tournament and then we're like, ah, crap, can't play in it.
No, it's happened. I mean, just like just spending the money to travel.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that's probably not that expensive to travel, but I mean, in a year where every dollar matters, I mean, that's probably pretty annoying.
Absolutely.
Which you saw Dabo, right? Dabo in the whole Florida State thing. It was like, yeah, if we're coming back to Florida State, you're paying for our travel. Like, you're paying for our travel that you owe us, too. Like, for us coming this first time, he's been going on a rampage talking about just how the Florida State administrators have jerked them around and how basically Florida State is just wanting to cancel the game and not get embarrassed and how they're using COVID as an excuse.
Yeah, they keep firing back and forth. It's awesome.
Which Dabo had the mic drop today, I think.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Dabo had the mic drop today when he just basically said, they've had 3 head coaches in 4 years. I'm not going to worry about advice from Tallahassee.
And I thought Mike Norvell was doing pretty good when he was like, yeah, some of us think we're doctors, but we're not.
Yeah, Mike Norvell's like, I'm not a doctor. I'm a football coach, despite what other football coaches say.
Yeah, he's like, we're trying to do what's best for our kids, but some of us think we're doctors, but they're not.
Yeah.
Evan, yeah, Dabo with the hammer today. And
I mean, you're right. When you're Florida State, you probably lose the benefit of the doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Although when you're Dabo and you've said some pretty dumb stuff the last 5 years and haven't really shown to really care about too many other people other than yourself, like, you're probably – you lose a little bit of the benefit of the doubt. So we're just watching two teams argue in public – when both are right and both are wrong, I think.
Yeah.
But either way, yesterday after we went off the air, the Tennessee-Vanderbilt game rescheduled. It's off for Saturday. Was it a clap I heard?
Hayden knew he was going to lose a board bet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You got out of the board bets.
Hey,
we're moving that one. We're not taking that one off, just so you know.
That's fine. After the
That's fine. All right.
Interim coach T. Martin and Harrison Bailey. I'll love to have them boys against Vanderbilt. It's probably not a good sign, though. One of my main takeaways is it's probably not a good sign when the game gets rescheduled and you have your starting offensive lineman Wanya Morris say, "Just cancel it, please. Just cancel it at this point." And you have another guy on the team just agree with him.
Who was that?
A little screaming emoji. The lineman Chris Appa. I can't say his last name.
Oh, Akperigany?
Yeah.
What was that word?
Akperigany.
Akperigany. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds like a disease.
He quote tweeted with the yelling emoji, like, yeah, just cancel it. Which, I mean, I don't get it. I mean, I don't. Do I blame them from the standpoint of, like, I don't really want to play football December 19th? Like, I know the Vanderbilt games got rescheduled to December 12th.
Yeah.
But, like, now the Texas A&M game's pushed back to December 19th, and I don't want to have to go play that game. I just want to get home for Christmas. Like, I want to be done with this.
Oh.
Just end it. Don't make us play Vanderbilt on the 12th. Don't make us play A&M on the 19th, especially an A&M team that's going to be trying to have a bunch of style points to maybe get in the playoff.
Mm-hmm. Oof.
Don't make us do this, please. What were your thoughts whenever you saw the game was pushed back, Hayden? You clapped today, but what were your thoughts when it happened yesterday?
Well, honestly, I think it's better later in the season we play Vanderbilt just because I think teams can be more demoralized after we get killed by Florida next game, and then we're going to lose to Vanderbilt. Give us a better chance to lose to Vanderbilt, in my opinion, and that's what I want.
Well, there were some people that were disappointed. Either because they want Tennessee to get a win under their belt by playing Vanderbilt, or because they wanted to have the ultimate dice roll of, if we lose to Vanderbilt, surely this expedites the process of firing Jeremy Pruitt. You had two sides both saying, hey, we want to play this game. One for a win and one for a loss. You probably had a little bit of people just saying, okay, now my Thanksgiving weekend is completely free. Like, I'd imagine Russell and Davey on the voluntary reactions, like, okay, good, now we don't have to do this on Saturday, or Saturday's free. Don't have to worry about being in here to talk about this game. That's nice. Other people are like, yeah, the bye week Saturdays are pretty stress-free. That's nice. We don't have to watch anything and get upset about. But you bring up a good point, Hayden. This was a chance for some feel-good vibes, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're Tennessee, like, I know you're shaking your head, Draven, but like, this is your best chance of winning a game left on the schedule.
Yeah,
like, you can't disagree with that.
No, yeah.
Like, this is your best chance of winning. Like, I know that you still think we'd lose to Vanderbilt, but, like, you were 12-point favorites. You should win this game, and it was an opponent that you could start Harrison Bailey against, and get him some reps and maybe change the feeling of your program. Now, however, your next game is against Florida.
Yeah, you think that changes the quarterback win coming, Draven?
I think it changes a lot of things, Cam. Like, yeah. I think it changes. I don't think you're winning the game.
No, agreed.
So your program long losing streak of 5 double digit losses in a row will extend to 6.
Breaking records, making history.
Now, you know, you could look and say, well, yeah, some a lot of these coaches would maybe have done that too if they didn't have like the Group 5 wins or the FCS wins they could pay for.
Yeah.
The D2 wins coming in and laying down and doing the job. Tennessee didn't get that this year. It's all SEC. There's nowhere to really hide except the Vanderbilt game, and it's now been moved. So now you're looking at your 6th straight loss and your 6th straight double-digit loss. I think it changes that for sure.
Yeah.
And also, like, do you really want Harrison Bailey to start against Florida?
I feel like that changes the quarterback.
Do you really want your starting quarterback of the future, you think? Or at least some people hope. Do you really want his first start to be a 30-point loss to Florida? And a team that's going to be coming out, you know, trying to make a statement because they are, you know, they have their eyes on the playoffs too.
Trask has eyes on the Heisman.
And I believe that with that game, I don't guess that game would lock up the East. So at least we got that going for us. The delays have at least abandoned that game being for the East. So that's good. Because even if they beat you and Georgia wins, they can still, lose the last two, I guess. That'll be Florida's second to last game, so that will be for the East for them, right? They don't have to play on the 19th, right? They're done on the 12th.
It should be if they haven't had.
So Florida will play this week, and then, yeah, they'll be playing us to clinch the East. So never mind. I take that back. So that, I guess, is good news if you want to have ultimate embarrassment. But again, do you want your first start for Harrison Bailey to be at home in December against a Florida team looking to clinch the East and continue to make a statement for the playoff committee?
Probably not, but also I don't know. I don't think it matters who plays quarterback in that game.
Oh, no, I don't think it matters in terms of who wins. No, I'm not saying morale. That. I'm just talking about, morale. Like,
yeah.
Do you want that to be the game where you use your last-ditch effort to win people back over, which is, look at our shiny new quarterback. We're going to let him play this time.
We broke it.
Yeah, do you want him to do that against Florida?
This is why we can't have nice things.
But doesn't Florida play on the 12th against LSU?
I was about to say, the LSU game got moved back.
Yeah, so. We play on the 5th. We play. Yeah. But I mean, like, they have a game lead over Georgia and the tiebreaker.
You're right.
Yeah.
So if they beat us, they'll have their 8th win, and that'll lock up the East.
Mm-hmm.
Assuming they don't lose this weekend. I don't know who they play this weekend.
Kentucky.
They shouldn't lose to Kentucky. I guess that's a game they could lose, but I think they'll beat Kentucky.
Yeah.
Which would then make the Tennessee game to clinch the East unless Georgia loses this weekend.
Kentucky's defense is not the best.
No, it's not.
Alabama scored 63.
Right. So what do you do if you're Jeremy Pruitt?
Resign.
You know, that's the worst decision. You got $12 million coming your way, buddy. You don't resign, you dummy.
Yeah, no way.
Maybe you can talk Phil's COVID brain into an extension. It's his foggy brain.
I don't think he wants an extension.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't want to be here at this point. If you're Jeremy Pruitt, like, you know this is over.
Yeah.
This is like Derek Dooley losing to Kentucky. Like, when he goes into the office and says, hey, can I just have my buyout now? And, like, can we leave? Can we just end this now? And Tennessee's like, no. No, coach this out, boys. You're not getting your buyout this early. And everyone knew it was over at that point. Like, Jerry Pruitt knows this is over. This is why his demeanor has changed so much over the last week and a half in the media. Like, he knows it's over. He's tired of putting up with this.
Yep.
So what do you do? Just throw Harrison Bailey out there and say good luck against Florida?
Yeah, why not?
Because you could have done it against Vanderbilt.
Yeah, that would have been ideal, but, I mean, I don't know. It's a tough call, I guess, at this point. Because you really don't want to hurt his confidence. That could be bad. We already got one quarterback with confidence issues.
But you obviously know what's going to happen if you start Garantano against Florida.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And you know that I will say that if you start Jarrett Garantano against Florida, there's a good chance the rest of your team knows what's going to happen too and maybe doesn't show up to play very hard. maybe doesn't necessarily buy into the whole, let's take it to our opponent for 60 minutes. Maybe it's like, hey, let's just get this game over with. you already have players tweeting, like, let's just end the season.
Exactly. That's what I was about to say.
They don't want to get their ass kicked by Florida. They know what's going to happen.
Or A&M.
Yeah, they definitely want to play the A&M game on the 19th, but, like, for as bad as a Vanderbilt game loss would have been, a win would have made you feel a little bit better. Now, not most people, because I think most people know that, like, a win over Vanderbilt doesn't mean anything. But a win over Vanderbilt where Harrison Bailey, you know, starts and wins, at least stems the tide a little bit.
Yeah.
But now what? Now what? Now what with Florida? Yeah,
throw him out there. Why not?
Maybe that's the answer. But I think if you're Jerry Pruitt and you throw Harrison Bailey out there and you lose by 20, plus, that could be it for you, buddy. If there's a chance of you getting fired, like, I don't know, like, what you do if you're Philip Fulmer, like, how you sell that to any of your fans or any money boosters or anybody on the Hill if you have six straight losses by double digits. Like, hey, what are you doing here with that?
Yeah, that's a tough to hang on to anybody with that.
Like, your margin of defeat this year, what is it right now?
Oh, man. We could even just talk about just the fourth quarters of the past few games.
Yeah, like the second half. You're getting outscored like 100-something to like 17. I think you got 10 points in the last second half with Bailey.
The last five games, it's 108-14.
Yeah. In the second half?
That's
in the five-game losing streak.
And Garantano only has seven of those. Like, he didn't have the seven last week. That was Bailey.
Now, he has more than seven, just for the other team.
Add up just our margin of defeat this year. Let's go to break. Let's come back. I want the margin of defeat because I can't imagine that we've had any seasons worse than this. Like, this is going to get bad, and especially when you project what A&M and Florida are going to beat you by. Let's go to break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. So, what do you have for us, Hayden? What are we looking at in terms of what Tennessee is facing when it comes to point differential, losses, how bad it's been? I can't imagine this is there have been too many seasons that have been worse than this in terms of total point differential and margin of defeat.
Well, it's pretty bad. I don't know about the historic ramifications, but margin of defeat this year for Tennessee is 105.
In their five losses.
Yes, in their five losses. That's a margin of defeat. And
105 comes out to what, 21 per game?
21 per game in the five losses.
So you're getting beat by three touchdowns every game.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got if I set the spread, Tennessee plus 21 against Florida, what are you taking?
Florida?
I don't even think that's a question.
I think it'll be close to that.
Yeah, it'll be really close.
It's a rivalry game. They'll probably pull it down a little bit. It used to be a rivalry game, rivalry, I guess.
Florida, yeah. I mean, they beat us by more than 21 the last, you know, handful of years. The last 2 years, I guess.
Since the
2017, the Hail Mary.
Hail Mary.
Not even a Hail Mary, just the deep bomb from Franks to...
that we somehow did not see coming.
Callaway. I wouldn't even call it a Hail Mary. It's just you run down the field, and I'll throw it to you and hit you right in stride. Like, it wasn't like a jump ball situation.
Jeez.
Our point differential for this year is minus 78.
And that's with the two wins sprinkled in. So we are 78 points worse on the season.
Including a 23-point victory over Missouri.
Yeah, without that, we'd be in real trouble.
Jeez.
So we were plus 27 after 2 weeks.
If we played Missouri.
We were.
And then
if we played Missouri again, like, they would beat us, right? I mean,
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I think us and South Carolina would be a pretty good game right now.
But that's not saying anything.
Yeah.
One of the two teams we beat, had to fire their coach.
And we barely beat them.
So I'd fire my coach, too, if they lost us this year.
Man, that's
another good look this year.
Why don't we just rip the Band-Aid off? Why don't we just, let's just go ahead and cut ties with them. It's like that girl that you're talking to that you've been dating for a while and you need to break up with her, but you just won't. And all your friends are telling you, like, hey, break up with her. She's awful for you. She keeps ruining your life. And then they just stay, like, you just keep going back.
I disagree with that comparison just because I think in the grand scheme of things, we haven't even been together that long. Like you said, you had been dating a girl for a while. Like you got some time invested. You're probably like, man, I don't want to start over again. Like, I already had to meet her parents. She met my parents. We've been together for a couple of years now. Like, at my age, what am I going to do here? Like, in the grand scheme of coaching, we're just, like, in, like, month three of this. Like, we're just in, like, month four or five. Like, you've been hanging out. You've had some talks. You've met the friends. But, you're like, if I stay longer, like, this is, like, going to be a real relationship. Or I can leave now and just we can go our separate ways and... You know, it's probably too late to leave without any hard feelings.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's definitely going to be hard feelings. You've gone a little bit too long, but it's only going to get worse the longer you stay together.
And you just know she's not the one.
And you know she's not the one.
You know.
You know that it's not going anywhere. You know you're not going to get married. You know you're not going to be successful. You have no long-term future with this person.
Yep.
When you look, when you see yourself 5 years from now, there is a 0% chance you want them there. Right? You have no thoughts about them being in your life 3 or 4 years from now. Mm-hmm. So now you're like, well, what am I doing? Is it nice just to have somebody to keep me company? Yeah, I guess, but she yells at me a lot. She gets mad if I don't do boyfriend things, if I'm not loving and caring. Does she make me happy? I mean, sometimes, I guess. Is it worse than being alone? No, probably not. See, I disagree with your take. I don't think you've been with them long enough at all. Like, I understand getting in something for 3 or 4 years and being like, man, I don't know if I want to start over. Like, am I really going to do better? Maybe just don't rock the boat here. This is fine. Like, we're not there yet. Like I said, we're like at the 6 month point where like, I can either get really serious here or we can just go ahead and cut ties, and getting serious is going to end badly. Like, if I do this a year from now, it's just going to end badly for everybody. At that point, I'm going to have to move stuff out of, we're going to have to move stuff out of each other's apartments or homes or whatever. I think you have the chance now to, like, leave before there's any real damage. And honestly, like, the first red flag would have been leaving after the Georgia State game. the Georgia State BYU game. Like, you know what? I'm out. Got a little bit too drunk and yelled at me a little too aggressively the first time. I'm out. Like, you have some issues that you need to resolve, and I'm not the one to help you resolve them. That was our chance there.
Then it got real smooth for a while.
And then it got better.
Yep.
It got better, and you're like, okay, I can see this. And then you're like, nah, just not feeling it. There's better out there. You're looking around. You're like, is this the one I want to settle down with? I can do so much better. That's what we're all thinking, right? We could do so much better, and... That girl from back home is calling. And you're like, hey, Hugh. I've always wanted to have a chance with Hugh. Hugh's developed over time, even gotten more attractive.
You've grown up, Hugh.
As other people have, as age hasn't been kind to other people, as other people have peaked decades ago, don't really have anything going for them, there's Hugh.
She was a little bit wild.
She got married too early, yep. Got divorced.
She's a little wild, but hey,
she doesn't have any kids.
No kids, but has a good head on her shoulder. Yep. And she's got things under control.
She's getting a lot of attention too, John. She's getting a lot of attention.
Yeah, people are starting to take notice.
A lot of your friends. She grew up a little bit. You're like, uh-oh.
But the thing is, she doesn't. She's not really looking. She's not really in a hurry to get back in a relationship unless it's the right thing. Like she's
got a soft spot for you.
She's not one of those that needs to rush back into anything.
She remembers that time you gave her a dollar to buy something out the vending machine in school back in the day. She's got that soft spot for you.
Because you gave her a dollar to get something out of the vending machine? Did you get her some soda pop? What is this, 1960? What are you talking about? Just pull the plug, man. Rip the Band-Aid off. It's over. We all know it. Pruitt knows it. Fulmer knows it. The players know it. Wanya Morris doesn't even want to play. Wanya Morris is like, this is in the season. It's over. It's no good. Yeah, here we are.
Classic.
Well,
let's hope maybe we actually only can
a few
do
more
better.
Weeks. Just a few more weeks.
And then what? A few more weeks and then what? That's the question.
Maybe it's going to come to a head there, you know.
Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. You said FanDuel has Tennessee's next game up already? The Tennessee-Florida game, the point spread up over there?
Yeah, I saw where it was minus 17 opening up.
I mean, that seems about right. Like I said, the average margin of victory has been 21. I would imagine Tennessee would play a little bit better. But, I mean, at least like it projected to do so. I mean, I think Florida covers. I'm not trying to act like I don't think they cover. But I'm just saying I don't think the line should be any higher, I guess is what I'm saying.
How many fans were thinking show up to that game?
I'm sick because I have tickets for that game.
Oh, you do? How'd that happen?
Just people, my friend wanted to buy four tickets, and he bought me and three other guys, or me, him, and two other guys tickets.
So you're going to go?
No, we're trying to sell them, and no one wants to buy them. We paid $100 for them before the year, so like, it's not
probably
that.
Get like 54, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, maybe somebody will want them for Christmas. Maybe we can trick, you know, get some VFLs that really want to go. I don't know.
I thought about just taking – they're really wanting students to take those tickets because – remember how that whole strategy about having be able to take two tickets for the whole season? Backfiring on them now. It's backfiring them. They're like, oh, we got some extra tickets now.
Because no one wants to buy the last two games?
No.
No one wants to buy the Florida ticket or the A&M ticket anymore?
Well.
It's going to be cold. Class going to be over. The team sucks. Like, it seems to check out.
A lot of people were waiting for the A&M ticket like I was before we started losing. So people automatically already had the A&M ticket, but it's moved back twice now, from the 12th to the 19th. So
oh yeah, I can't imagine sticking around like during Christmas break.
Yeah.
For that. When's the semester over? Are you guys
today.
Done for Thanksgiving?
Today.
Yep.
Yep.
All y'all's classes. I had some people saying that they still have classes in December.
Well, we like have finals next week, but that's it. Maybe like reviews, but like no.
Should be like online sessions should be done though.
Yeah, like actual classes. Really? Okay. Yeah. And I don't have class on Tuesday, so actually I was done yesterday.
Because they didn't want people coming back.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But then he said he still had classes, but he said they were all online, like Zoom stuff. So like I wasn't sure how that was going.
Probably some reviews and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Finals are when, though?
My first one is a week from Friday, the 4th.
You nervous?
No, I have a 95 in that class. So.
Oh, look at you. Big nerd.
What about you, Dre?
I'm about to miss the show that day, just so you know.
I don't even know.
What is it? What day is it?
The 4th. The exam's at 1.
December 4th?
Yep.
It's a Friday.
Yep, it's Friday. The exam's from 1 to 3:30.
It's Jay-Z's birthday.
Ooh. Oh, really?
Yeah, it is. I don't know why that matters. But anyways, Draven, you nervous about your finals?
Nah. They're all like group projects, mostly just like papers, stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Must be nice.
Yeah, not too shabby.
So, like, are either one of you wanting to hang around for these games? I mean, you guys don't live far away, but...
I might go to the Florida game.
Sports fans, maybe not big Tennessee fans at this point. You guys have been actively rooting against the team for the last month now.
I might go to the Florida game, get the Boo Birds out early, you know?
Do your friends feel the same way?
Yeah. Yeah.
All of your friends feel the same way?
Yeah.
Everybody's done.
Yeah.
Clocked out.
We can go to the game together, Draven, if you want.
Maybe that should be our punishment.
Oh.
Sit there and go to the game.
Maybe that should be it as you guys were already planning to do it, just to do it. Yeah, maybe that should be your punishment.
No, Draven wouldn't go with me anyway. He doesn't want to be around me.
We could do something like that, though. You guys have to paint up and be big JG fans.
Yeah, big JG fans.
Thank on your chest, thank J, and then you put UG. Thank you, JG.
We should do
senior
that.
Day. You go support him.
Shirts off in the cold.
Not the Florida game. The A&M game. Shirts off.
in the cold, just supporting your boy.
Supporting him.
Oh. You can't do that.
Can you take signs? Why can't you?
You can't go shirtless in the game.
Why can't you?
I don't think you can anymore, can you?
You can't take your shirt off at the game? Says who?
I know you can't do it at women's basketball games.
That's a little different. No, there's no way we've gotten to the point in America where we can't go shirtless at a football game. We're on to something there. Thank you, JG. And you guys have to be the biggest Garantano fans. And you can't break character. And you have to just be cheering him on and calling for him to play and yelling at all the people around you that he didn't get a fair shake here and that you hope he comes one more year.
JG.
We play Bailey and they're going to be, we want JG.
I wonder if there's anybody who has a custom JG jersey out there.
Garantano.
Give me a Rutgers hat.
Nonstop.
Give me a Rutgers hat.
Nonstop. What do you think?
Nah, I think we find something better than that.
I think that's pretty good.
I'd rather drink the pee than that, to be honest.
Okay,
with
you have the option.
Okay, I'll do it, I swear.
Well, I hate to tell you guys, but if the Gonzaga game is canceled and you don't have a punishment for Draven, then that is it's backdated since you've drug your feet on that so much. So you are already at the point, Hayden, where you owe us two punishments, unless we play Gonzaga on Tuesday on the 2nd, which that game is up in the air now.
No, it's just by the 2nd.
No, it was by the Gonzaga game. If there's no Gonzaga game, then it's backdated.
No, it's not. You've been
procrastination. This is essentially like you wait until
the
last
minute. It will be done by the Gonzaga game.
This is essentially the same as procrastinating, and your internet went out the day of the final, the day the project was due.
What?
And what happens if you wait till the last day and your internet goes out or your computer breaks?
You said
What's the professor going to tell you? What's the professor going to tell you, Draven?
Sorry.
Why'd you wait till the last day?
Yep.
Why'd you wait till the last day?
Listen.
No, there's no listening. There's no listening. I'm doing a live read now. There's no listening. Tennessee-Florida game. You better hope there's a Gonzaga game or else that's part one of your punishment.
What are we going to do? Thank you, JG, for the Florida game, too? You going to let us have your tickets?
Or A&M. A&M, I guess.
Okay.
Either one. You can pick Florida or an A&M. Whichever one.
It might be a little warmer for Florida.
What do you think, Cam? We can do either one, Florida or A&M, or does it have to be A&M?
Yeah, I'd say either one works. Both going to be beat down. So.
Yeah, either one.
What's Cam going to be doing?
Well, he hasn't lost officially yet.
He's the biggest. Oh, yeah, he's going to lose.
You already owe us one. Draven, and you might if you didn't get him a punishment if there's no Gonzaga game.
No, it's done by the Gonzaga game, which is that Tuesday.
If there's no Gonzaga game, it's the same as your internet or computer crashing on the day the assignment's due. Tough luck. You shouldn't have procrastinated.
If it's done by December 1st.
No arguing. This isn't a democracy.
December 1st.
This isn't a democracy.
December 1st would be before the Gonzaga game.
This isn't a democracy. This is a punishment.
Why am I deciding this?
I told you that you're on the same team as Team Haven. I told you that the Florida spread is up on FanDuel Sportsbook. Florida minus 17. That's a couple weeks away, though. We got some big action on Thursday. Thanksgiving is one of my favorite days of the year. I load up on broccoli casserole. I load up on rolls. I sprinkle a little ham, a little turkey there. But I'm mostly just rolls and casseroles, to be honest. And a lot of football. Too much football, to be honest. I eat way too much and watch too much football. But now FanDuel Sportsbook is offering new listeners and new users a chance to spice up their Thanksgiving. If you've never bet on FanDuel before, now is the perfect time to give it a shot because they're giving new users a 25-1 odds boost on any NFL Thanksgiving Day game. That means you bet $5 and win $125. All you have to do is pick one of these teams properly. Texans or Lions? Washington or Dallas? Steelers or Ravens? Just pick one side, nail it, turn your $5 into $125. You're going to love FanDuel. Offers like this are just one of the reasons they're America's number one sportsbook app. It's easy to use, safe and secure, and most importantly, fast payouts. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code TALKSPORTS so they know we sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code TALKSPORTS. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee, new users only. Must wager on designated boost market. Deposit required. Max bonus, $125. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. I love FanDuel Sportsbook. I love using their app. You'll like it too. It's easy to use. If I can do it, anybody can do it. Hour one in the books, hour two on deck. That's not true. I'm very smart. Stick with us. This is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.